What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about trying to understand a narcissist from your own perspective, from your point of view, from your POV, trying to understand that narcissist. To me, that's what keeps a lot of people there. That's what keeps a lot of people in toxic relationships with narcissistic people, borderline people, whoever. And if you're a borderline, if you have BPD and you listen to this, oh my goodness, don't come over here commenting no BS and like, we're better than narcissists. It's unnecessary. You're cluster B. I'm cluster B. This is not trying to argue or create a division in the cluster B people. Dear God, every time somebody talks about BPD, here come the borderline people. We're not narcissists. We ain't better. Rah, 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 rah. Okay, cool. Got it. Bet. You know what I mean? Ugh, Lord. Sorry, y'all. But trying to understand narcissism or NPD from your own perspective, from the context of your own thinking, is an error to me. You know, what I mean by this is the fact that if you try to understand it to my level of thinking, when I'm talking to people over Zoom, when I'm doing 101s, when I'm doing lives and things like that, and I'm answering questions from survivors and victims, people, one of the main things that people will say to me is just like, I just don't understand how somebody would do that. I don't think like that. I don't get how there are people out here on this world who exist and do stuff like that. I'm like, and that's the point. You're not supposed to understand it from your level of thinking. You have to get out of your own mind to think like a narcissist. To think like me, you can't think like you. You mean, because my thought process is going to run a lot differently than yours. The way my brain works is going to work a lot differently than yours does. So trying to understand it from my perspective is going to mess you up. Now, so people are always saying, they say stuff like, I don't understand why narcissists act that way. And I just come back at them, I'm like, I don't understand why you act the way you do. You know what I mean? It's just like, I try to understand it. That's my addiction, is trying to understand non-narcissistic people and also narcissists. I like the human mind. I like to see what makes people tick and, analyze people and just I like to study people. I'm a people watcher. I'm a people watcher. I like to watch situations online and see how they're going to make a guess on how they're going to end. And, a lot of times, not to toot my own horn, but a lot of times I'm right when I see situations arise. I'm like, this is going to go this way. And I'm like, toot, toot. I just tooted my own horn, guys. Sorry. but seriously, the more and more you try to understand what is going on with you, from my perspective, sometimes you end up staying with a narcissist longer. Because if you try to understand it from my point of view, you start to empathize with that narcissist in your life. You start to feel guilty because you weren't raised the same way. Because a lot of times what a narcissist will do is like, we'll share our trauma with you. Wait, we'll literally share our trauma with you. Whatever happened to us to make us who we are, we'll share that with you, and we'll weaponize it. It's like a little knife that we cut you with. It. Every time you get ready to leave, or when you start to feel good about yourself, here you come. Here we go. Hey, you remember the trauma I told you about the first week of dating? It's still there. I haven't dealt with it. You know my mom left, so that's why I'm out here cheating. You know, my dad left me. So I have abandonment issues. So I had to go ahead and pre-cheat on you. You mean, I pre-cheated. Pre-cheating is like, I cheated on you before you could cheat on me or leave me.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So it doesn't really count, you know what I mean? Things like that. Pre-cheating is a thing, y'all. Look it up. I'm just joking. Pre-cheating is not a thing. But literally, y'all, that's how it goes. That's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people, a lot of toxic people, is that it has, whatever is going on in our lives, we understand why we're doing it. We know that we are doing things that are out of the ordinary. Narcissistic people know that we are doing things out of the ordinary. We know this stuff is not normal. Because sometimes it's kind of like funny to look back and look at your life and see what's going on. Like, now I'm crazy. I've said that before outside. Like, I'm out of my mind sometimes. this is before, this is like pre-diagnosis, and this is like a little bit after the diagnosis too, because I'll see stuff and I'll think stuff, I'm like, this is, I'm kind of out of my mind, you know. But I understand, but now to understand why I was doing the things I was doing. A lot of narcissistic people know that they are doing wrong. They know that they are narcissists, but they don't have that title for it. They don't have the definition of who they are. They don't have the definition behind them. So they don't know why. They don't know why they do the stuff they do. They don't know why they do it. They know they are doing wrong. They don't know why they are doing it. You know why. And a lot of times you get caught up trying to convince them why. You're a narcissist. You're toxic. Go therapy. Go do this. That doesn't work unless they want to do that, y'all. It just doesn't. You can force them to go to therapy how you want to. You can force them. I'm going to leave you if you don't go to therapy. They go to therapy one session. Like, I went to therapy, so you can't leave me. You know? I didn't put the boundary up. You got to be, when you're talking to narcissists, you have to be specific, y'all. You got to be specific in your direction and what you mean. Don't leave no room for, you know, misinterpretation. Leave no room for it to be interpreted a different way. You can't do that, because if you leave room for it to be interpreted a different way, it's going to be done the way the narcissist wants to do. And they're going to tell you, hey, you didn't tell me exactly how you wanted it done. That's, you set yourself up. But again, because you don't see how people, I don't see how people can think that way. Stop trying to understand. Let me do the understanding, y'all. Let me tell y'all how it goes in my mind in certain situations. You know what I mean? Because let's really back to the empathy thing, yeah, the empathy. If you go back to, you know, feeling bad for the narcissist or trying to understand them and trying to, you know, rationalize their behaviors, you'll end up messed up in the head, because you'll start to feel sorry for that person. You'll start to feel sorry for a person that's treating you terribly. You'll start to understand the mindset of a person who doesn't care about your mindset. And sometimes you'll start to protect that person too, because you try to understand what they went through. You'll protect that person. You protect them by not telling your story to other people. You protect them by keeping the abuse a secret. You protect them by not calling the police when they do stuff to you that should warrant the police coming to you. You'll start to protect them because you empathize with them. You understand that something's going on with them and you want to help them, right? And calling the police is not helping them, right? Is it? But that's why I said, don't understand from my perspective, understand from your perspective and protect yourself. I know you love that person in your life. You do. Sometimes you don't love them. You just trauma bonded to them. You can't explain. You don't love them anymore, but you don't. You can't leave them. You don't know what's going on with you. You don't love them. I don't love this person anymore. What the hell am I doing? I know this is toxic. I know it makes me physically sick. My hair is falling out. I'm gaining or losing weight. I'm not eating. I'm eating too much. I'm stressed out. I don't go anywhere. I lost all my friends and family. What's going on? But I can't leave this person alone. And you also look silly to your friends and family, because they might not talk to you again because you're in this relationship. They see it. Now you see it. You don't need to understand why they are doing what they are doing. You need to understand what they are doing. You need to understand that they are a narcissist or a toxic person, whatever they have going on. That's the part you need to understand. You don't need to understand why. Because you get behind the crux of the why, you start to feel sorry for them. Like, why are you a narcissist?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, you did tell me about what your mom did to you. You did tell me that your dad walked out on you and left you at the store or something like that. You did tell me the trauma that you went through. Oh, I feel bad for you. Let me stay with you an extra 2 years. Let me get 10 more years of my life. That's why I was like, you need to understand what you are going through. I get that trying to figure out why they are the way they are can help some people heal. Yeah, it can help some people heal when you're out of it. But if you're in it, sometimes it can keep you there. So I'm not telling you not to learn everything. I'm just saying, understand it from the perspective of you, not from me. Because I can make you feel sorry as hell for me. If I tell you my whole story, you'll be like, oh my God, Lee, I'm so sorry for you. Just you be the best narcissist you can be. Don't feel bad for me. Pity doesn't work for me, y'all. I don't like pity. Pity is like, I feel like you give me something that I don't want. Like, pity is not a gift. It's not the present that I want. You know what I mean? So like I said, so trying to understand a narcissist from the perspective of a narcissist from a perspective of an empath or a codependent, yeah, I know, understand that it has its benefits, but it also has its setbacks. So understand it from your perspective and understand what you're going through. The why can come later. The why can come after you started. The why they do what they do, they can come later, because focusing on their trauma, they'll use it too. They'll use their trauma against you. Why do you treat me this way? But you know, because I went through this as a child. Why do you keep cheating on me? Because I, you know, I'm a sexual deviant. You know, I just like, you know, I'm a, not deviant, I'm a sex addict. Well, sex addicts all can be sexual deviant. Yeah, I'm a sex addict and I can't stop it. You know, well, if you want to cheat on me, I get it, you can't control it. If you want to cheat on me, just can you please just use protection? I've heard that before, y'all. I've actually heard it before. Somebody so trauma bonded. Somebody was so trauma bonded to their person in their life, they didn't care they got cheated on 100 times as long as they used protection. It wasn't an open relationship. The person I talked to was not happy. She was not happy. She just could not find a reason to leave. She couldn't find the power to leave because she was like, well, I just came to agreement that if he's gonna cheat on me, don't tell me about it and make sure he uses protection. But then guess what he did? Guess what really gets me mad? The fact that he doesn't want to have sex with me. I'm like, because he's tired from the cheating. Like, if you're out here cheating and doing prostitutes and all stuff like that, then yeah, he's gonna be too tired to do it with you. And she's like, I mean, I said it in a joking way because I like to break the state, and she started laughing. So hopefully she's healed. That was like one of my very first 101s I've done. That's almost a year ago. So, no. Anyways, y'all, it's super early in the morning. I've been up since 5:20 doing 101s. So, I get my son to school, and then we'll see. So, if you haven't already, like and subscribe to the channel. If you made it this far, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really do, y'all. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like and subscribe. Turn on those notifications. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. Y'all know I really appreciate y'all. Goodness gracious. I'm tired, y'all. It's a tiring day for me. So, yesterday I had 371 positive, you know, 371. I got 4 extra good reviews. Yay. Thank y'all so much. Really, really appreciate y'all. 4 extra good 5-star reviews on Apple Music. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I really appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.